Today's readings extol the virtue of wisdom. Wisdom is very different than having intelligence, knowing lots of information. One definition of wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. So experience, knowledge, and good judgment. The first reading is linked to the gospel parable of the wise virgins who brought extra oil for their lamps, whereas the foolish virgins did not think ahead. So the wise virgins had that good judgment. For over 2,000 years, Christian wisdom has developed and can provide us who live in times like these, as we are in a divided nation and also in a divided church, to have hope. It is what I call the wisdom of the cross. Many of us are kind of immersed in a culture where we think in dualistic terms, winning and losing, right and wrong. We can even look at the parable that way and say, oh, those poor foolish virgins. But the wisdom of the cross invites us to stay vigilant of our souls, to nurture the divine love that Christ implanted in us. The wisdom of the cross invites us to stay close to the crucified one. Gaze upon the greatest loser of all time. Can we imitate him and follow his path by surrendering, by trusting, by hoping? No matter who you voted for, Jesus Christ is our Savior. Not Donald Trump, not Joe Biden. In Christ, we see arms outstretched to embrace the entire world in love. The wisdom of the cross invites us to stay vigilant with our feelings. We can feel deep anger, deep sadness, confusion, relief, or joy, whatever our feelings may be as human beings, as Christ was fully human, we need to feel them. True spiritual action, not reaction, demands that we not lash out at those who are different than us. The wisdom of the cross invites us to even change sides, to be where the other person is in pain, as Jesus exemplified in his great self-emptying. If you've been at daily mass, you have heard of this kenosis, the Greek word for self-emptying. Rather than accusing others of sin, Jesus instead became sin, according to 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. He stood in solidarity with the problem itself, and his compassion and solidarity were themselves the healing. In the mystery of the cross, the counterintuitive message lies a path to unity. And many of you know that I am in the Focolare movement founded by Servant of God Chiara Lubich. And I came across a little book with meditations entitled Knowing How to Lose. She, Chiara Lubich, focuses on Mary Desolate, as she calls our Blessed Mother, standing at the foot of the cross. There, with her, we are introduced to the heart of the woman who was losing the one she loved and her special relationship with him. Desolated, she can still stand by his cross, completely one with his own losing of everything. She can show us a way that in losing all, we have received the all who are love, so that in God, we can become like her, free to love every person without any conditions. Mary Desolate shows us the spiritual art of detachment, which is not denial, but the purifying of our attachments. She deeply felt the pain of loss, and she also received consolation in the relationship that Christ invited her into with the beloved disciple. We have a lot to work for as we hope and live together as brothers and sisters in Christ. The crucified one is our hope because God makes all things work toward the good.